It's wild cucumber, they call it. I've not seen none on the mountain here, but there's plenty of it over on the mountain down the cove where I'd go to church long ago.
Okay, and the part of the tree that grows under the ground, you call that the what?
On what ground?
The part of the tree that's underneath the ground is the...
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of people make tea out of the bark, sassafras.
Yeah.
I guess that's what you're thinking about. The big roots grow more under the ground.
Yeah.
There's a white sassafras, but they don't make tea out of it. And then there's a red, and the bark off of the roots is a people make tea out of it, and you can buy it in drugstore places.
What about other roots and things that you make? Like, have you ever heard of squaw vine or star root?
Well, there's a star root that little stuff grows up around, and people dig it in the spring of the year and sell it.
What's it for?
Well, it's for medicine. I don't know what to use it for.
Yeah.
I guess we buy a lot of things out of the store. It's made out of a lot of things that we don't grow around in our section, but still we don't know what it's made out of.
Okay.
Old settlers always, they'd always gather all kinds of herbs, you know, and they never bought no medicine, they just doctored it at home. But we didn't have much doctors back when I was growing up.
What did y'all do when you were sick?
Well, we just doctored best we know how, with herbs and that kind of thing.
You don't remember which herbs you used
for what? Oh, I know a lot of herbs they use for different things. Bone set, they always boiled it and drank it for cold and flu. And
what was that?
Bone set. My mother-in-law had it growed over there. She had grown. And she had, I don't know what all kinds of herbs she had there, but since I left it over there, they dug it up. And a lot of it ain't there now. There was dill and comfrey and all kinds of old herbs was there. And then there's a new rousy weed. It has a smell kind of like pennyroyal. It's good for neuralgia in your body. A lot of people have neuralgia in their necks and shoulders. Sometimes I think it's caused by their teeth on neuralgia. I know I had it and had to go to a chiropractor doctor, but my shoulder got off of shape and I felt otherwise, but my shoulders hurt me so bad. And then my teeth got to bother me and aching so much, and I had my teeth pulled out by that stuff. It called it neuralgia. And I'd make tea out of this and that. Neuralgia. There's plenty of it over there. I reckon if the cattle didn't destroy it all, it was not left all around the fence, I guess it did. Of course, there ain't no cattle in there now. My son passed the cattle over there about 7 years, kept the pasture down. But his fence went down and he couldn't pasture any longer.
Yeah.
There's so much fence to do, he couldn't fence it up.
If a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she might say, well, I don't know, I have to ask.
Have to ask her husband or...
Okay. Would she say, my man or the mister or my old man? Or
well, you know, the man's the head of the house, but that the lady general asks her husband what to do and a lot of things.
Okay, and a man would say, I have to ask.
Well, I don't know.
Talking about her, he'd say, I have to ask.
Well, he might ask his daddy, grandma, or somebody, I don't know what he might do.